Good morning and welcome to the Yard Talk podcast. Today is Friday, April 9th, and we have Cooper and myself here. I think it's just us two on this podcast now. I think we fired Joe and Kyle. They're gone. I mean, it's a two-man show right now.
They may never show up again.
Yeah, we took it off of last week or on Sunday.
For Easter, the Lord's Day.
The Lord's Day, and it just so happens that we missed a shit ton of sports, you know?
Yes,
Masters, and NCAA, baseball.
Football.
A little bit of football. But, yeah, we got all that on the slate today. And, Coop, what do you want to start with? I mean, we got four different fucking things to talk about.
Let's do the quick and easy one is football.
Football. Big news. Sam Darnold to Carolina. The Jets get a late 2021 sixth-round pick and a second and fourth-round pick for 2022.
Okay.
I know a lot of people are kind of dissing Carolina, you know, with the same thing that Bears did, where it's like, hey, you could have had Deshaun, yada, yada, yada. I think this is a great pick. I've always been high on Sam Darnold, even though he is young. I liked him at USC. I still think he has a lot of talent. And he was in a god-awful organization. So now he has Christian McCaffrey in the backfield and a fucking an O-line and an actual coach with a brain.
I mean, I agree with every single thing you just said. I think the Panthers definitely got a good quarterback. I think better than Teddy Bridgewater, in my opinion. But now this just opens the gate for what's going to happen in this draft of quarterbacks and who's going where and what's happening. But that's a whole other thing.
We didn't even talk about that previously, was the Niners getting the third
pick. So now it's the Jags, the Jets, and the Niners. All of them need a quarterback.
Which
every single one of them.
Technically, the Niners don't need it, but you think they're going to go with a non-quarterback if they're going to go for the third pick?
They need a quarterback.
You damn well know it's going to be Trey Lance. It's going to be Lawrence, Fields, and the white boy over there from BYU.
Zach Wilson. Scrub. Yeah. Scrub. Yeah. Brendan, who do you think is going to get drafted second and go to the Jets? Who do you want?
We did have an argument about this, and I'm very halfway about this because I do like to have my own opinion, and I don't see the reasons why Zach Wilson would go over Fields. You know, I get it that he's showing up in drafts and there's a lot of hype around him. I don't see it. I think Fields has a lot more talent. But then again, you have things that are being circulated about his performance. Not his performance, actually. It's more of his mindset where – he's the last guy in, the first guy out. Like, he can't lead a team. And that part makes me kind of, you know, reassess it. Like, you know, I do hold my own opinion, but these are guys that are at these combines and they can get a more accurate read. And I think they know a hell of a lot more than I do, but yeah. I just can't see it.
Me personally, I think Justin Fields is night and day to Zach Wilson. I think Zach Wilson has a cannon, but just about just isn't like as dominant in other things as compared to Justin Fields.
I wonder what his football IQ is like.
I'm assuming decently high. I mean, BYU probably didn't run the offense that Ohio State ran, but I just think like if you compare the two guys, Zach Wilson maybe gets one thing on him and that's arm strength, and like everything else just like size, speed. I think the speed's faster than him. Size, speed, IQ, I'm pretty sure is greater than Zach Wilson. I don't know. I think
he's had greater competition, so he won't get that shock when he goes into the NFL.
Yeah, like he's been there, done that. He's been the number one quarterback recruit out of high school. He's been the top dog since day one. So I don't know.
Well, like, so right now
I know nothing, and a lot of people know nothing.
It goes Jags, Jets, Niners, Falcons. So those first four are literally going to be four QBs in a row. I wonder, it might be the first time in a while that's, you know, it's happened. And then the fifth is going to be the Bengals. And I would put like a hefty $100 bill that that's going to be where Penei lands.
Yes. No doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
Unless like Carolina, or unless like Atlanta wants an offensive lineman, but I don't see why they would do that.
No, I just saw this about a minute ago, but I might put my money too on Trey Lance being a sleeper because I've heard nothing about him because all the talk has been, it's always been about Trevor Lawrence, but they haven't said too much because they know what he's like. It's been a little bit down on Fields and high on Zach Wilson. So it could be Trey Lance. I'll take a sleeper.
Trey Lance is he's like a Josh Allen, like sleeper pick kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, he's good, but, like, you never know. Because, like, he went – where did he go?
Same place that Carson Wentz came from.
Where's that?
North Dakota State.
North Dakota State.
He's like 6'4", 230.
So, like, that's the issue is Josh Allen came from Wyoming. Uh-huh. So you just never know.
Yeah. Those it's the same reason with, you know, Wilson.
And what's his name that the Packers drafted?
Yeah.
Stupid idiots. But yeah, the quarterback cycle is going to be pretty interesting. I have no clue what's going to happen. I don't know where who's. All I know is that Trevor Lawrence is going one. I would hope, if I were Brendan, I would hope that Justin Fields goes to the Jets personally, because I would much rather face what's his name, Wilson, in San Francisco than Justin Fields, especially at the first year, because you know damn well that Justin Fields is more prepared for the NFL than Zach Wilson.
I think so, but you know, we could have this topic all day. I think I don't think it'll make too much of a difference. I'm scared of San Francisco regardless because of the defense and other aspects, and because it's just going to be like a very tough division this year. Especially with Stafford there and everything that the Cardinals have to offer. But I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be interesting. I'm just glad that Sam Darnold found a good place. Hopefully they didn't take care of him because New York definitely abused him.
He's got Christian McCaffrey. He'll be fine.
He's fine. That guy's got a smoking hot girlfriend. Lucky bastard. So let's talk about the Final Four.
All right.
And the championship.
Yeah, so UCLA played Gonzaga. What was that? Friday night?
Yeah, Friday night.
Gonzaga came out on top by three. Game-winning three from half court. Just a nail in the freaking coffin.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah, let's talk about it. I'm down.
I watched most of the second half, and that might have been the closest game I've ever watched. And this is coming from a team like UCLA that came from the first round of four and made it all the way there. So they actually played the same amount of games as the two teams in the championship. But it was literally tooth and nail, and Gonzaga was literally blowing teams away this whole time, and then they come out and face UCLA. It comes down to it where UCLA made a couple mistakes in overtime. They had one where it was like a 3-on-1, and they still missed the layup just for easy points. But regardless, they came back and scored within, last 3 seconds?
Yes.
A putback jumper, and then they lose. They can't do any wrong there. Like, they literally did nothing wrong. I think they guarded him well enough. Maybe they could have put a little more pressure on him, but you can't foul him.
Yeah, they just didn't put enough pressure on him from, like, the start. He had a wide-open lane and then just had a wide-open shot almost. Yeah. And, I mean, it was –
and it was like
how far? It's a half court shot. It's what you expect. It might go in. It most likely won't. And it just happened to go in
off a bank. Yeah,
off a bank. And what's his name? Freaking knew it was going in too. That was the craziest part. Is right when he shot it, he started running like it was going in. It was just a crazy game. It was good in my opinion because UCLA was supposed to get like thrown out of the building almost. That's what people were saying, and they just took him to overtime and almost beat him.
Yeah.
Which is, in my opinion, is better than anyone was expecting.
Yeah. If you're, you should literally just be like, you know what? That sucks. Like, go home. You're going to drink 30 beers and be like, yep, this sucks. But you know what? Like, we literally did all we could.
Yeah, they shouldn't have been there, but they were there off of wins.
I can damn well tell you, unless there's some weird circumstance, that UCLA will be a higher seed than 11 next year. They're going to get a
shit. You want to hear it? Did you hear the way too early predictions for next year's rankings?
What is it?
UCLA is at 2.
Like a 2 seed?
Number 2. They're ranked 2.
Okay, that's just dumb.
I mean, they lose like one player.
If yeah, that. I can see that. But then again, like, this whole tournament has to do with
they go hot at the right time, too. Like, let's be honest.
Well, that's what March Madness is. Like, you're telling me Oral Roberts could do this again next year?
Yeah, no.
I mean, Loyola Chicago is a bit different. I don't know. Maybe this is, like, a platform where people see these colleges like Loyola. And it's like, oh, I'm going to start going there. And then next thing you know, they got recruits for the next couple of years.
Yeah, it's true. And then who would Baylor play in the Final Four? I don't even remember. Houston?
Houston. Shit on them.
Smoked him by 20. And then, obviously, we had Baylor – and Gonzaga in the final.
Gonzaga was like a 5-point favorite, I want to say.
Yes, 5 points. Gonzaga just wiped their asses across the floor.
Gonzaga actually ever held a lead.
I don't think they had no chance.
They had no chance. I kind of feel bad because it's like you get all these good games. Like people are saying that the UCLA game might be first or second overall, depending on how you put that UNC Villanova game from a couple years back, where it's like the back-to-back 3-point shots. But you know, you have all these insane buzzer beaters and upsets, and then you get Gonzaga, who has always been that team where it's like, yeah, they're always up there, but they lose, and then they get shit on.
Yeah. I mean, I barely watched the game because I was just not interested anymore, and it lived up to the non-hype.
Mm-hmm.
Baylor just smoked them.
I know.
And that's the Final Four.
That's Final Four for you. I mean, we're zooming past this, you know? We don't have any of this nonsense that Joe's saying. God, that kid, man.
All right, what's next? What we got?
We got baseball, baby.
Angels are winning the World Series.
Angels? Well, they're going to win the World Series. Trout's going to get MVP. Bundy might get the Cy Young. What other accolades are there? Otani is going to go down as the greatest two-way player of all time, even though there's a small sample.
Yeah, there's a sample of probably 3. So
I've been to 2 games already, so I'm just taking advantage of it.
I've yet to get to one, but I want to very soon.
Cooper, let's go. It's fun.
Yeah, I want to.
I saw a Walsh walk-off home run.
That was late, wasn't it?
And reassured me that Albert Pujols should never play first base again.
Yeah. Mike Trout is literally a god amongst men in the MLB. It's just ridiculous at this point.
Yeah, so we'll go. Angels right now are 4-2. Knowing them, their bullpen's gonna shit on the bed because they're in extras right now with the Blue Jays. So let's call it 4-3. Trout's hitting above 400.
417.
417 is OBP. Yesterday was like 609.
It's 563 right now.
563.
That's just ridiculous numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, it is early.
This is a whole other – it's for a different episode, but we got to settle this because only time will tell, but we need to get that man a ring.
It won't happen.
For him to be in that goat talk.
Dude, I just don't understand, like, how you don't have him, like – he's, like, one of those exceptions. Like, he doesn't even need a ring to, like, be, like – this guy just puts up numbers – on numbers every year, year after year. He's won 3 MVPs, 2 All-Star Game MVPs, and what, like 7 Silver Sluggers?
Well, you're telling me that like someone like Charles Barkley, everyone gave him shit because he's one of the greater ones, but he never got a ring. Basketball, you can easily dominate by yourself. LeBron has shown that. Multiple players have shown that you can dominate by yourself even though there's 5 people on the court. Same with football. I do get it that there are different positions and a quarterback can only do so much. But you're telling me that one hitter in a 9-man lineup could have equal or even more so of a say than what a quarterback can do on the football field? Like,
Brendan, I think I'm catching on to something what you're putting down, but this is what I've been saying all along. Rings are a team stat, not a player stat. They are a team stat.
We're going back to this.
So now when Joe brings up this bullshit about Tom Brady, rings are a team stat, and I will not say otherwise. End of discussion.
Yeah, I mean, it's
– Mike Trout is the greatest baseball player to walk on this earth, and – it doesn't matter if he wins zero rings. He's just good. Who cares if he has no rings? Who cares?
If you're listening, and if you're an Angels fan, like in 15 years, if he ends up not getting a ring, will you feel like a shitty fan? Will you be like, oh, you know what? We had the greatest player of all time, except we never got him a ring? Or is it like a, hey, at least we got him, you know?
It's just like it's not his fault. It's literally not his fault. He bats over 300 every year with a 400 at least on base percentage. Just hits up remarkable numbers every year. MVP race every single year. It's just, how do you not put him as one of the greatest players of all time?
Well,
he has no rings.
I say there's two things. A, for the people who are like, oh, why do you stay with LA? First of all, he lives in Newport Beach. You ever been to Newport Beach? It's beautiful. He has a $9 million home. He's signed $400 gazillion contract. No shit he's going to live here. Do you think he really wants to go back to Millville, New Jersey, where he was born and raised? No. Have you been in New Jersey? It sucks. It smells like pee. It sucks.
So now, Brendan, I'm glad you're on my side. You don't even need to say it. I just know in your mind. Things are a team set.
I want him to cut – to renegotiate his contract in like a year or two. I don't know if we'll still have permission or whatever the hell his name is as the GM. But I would love for him to go be like, you know what? I'm renegotiating. You're going to get an extra $10 million a year, and you're going to get pitching. You're going to get who I say you want. Or who I have a say in this, and I would love that.
It just always comes back to the pitching. Like, mm-hmm. it's always, I don't understand, as an Angels fan, how you don't have pitching by now. Just get pitching.
To be fair.
Just get pitching.
They tried. They got Quintana this year. They got Cobb. And now they have – like, Iglesias has some blown saves in there. Chris Rodriguez. And then Myers. So it's five good, decent guys. The pen's a little bit better. But there's some guys out there. Like, we were watching a guy. He was throwing, like, 67-mile-an-hour changeups. And I said, are you fucking kidding me, bro? Let me go out there. Like, I'm not kidding you. I think I could throw faster. He was throwing sinkers 82, 83. I said, yeah, I'll probably blow my arm, but maybe I can get it to 82.
Yeah, that's we need a dominant pitcher for once in this organization, because I don't remember the last time we've had one. Troy Percival? And he was a fucking closer.
I would say
– he was a closer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say G. Rich is probably up there when he was having that great year.
For 1 year, though. That's what I'm saying. Like, we get one-offs here and there.
Yeah, because we had the talks with Trevor Bauer, which I'm kind of glad we didn't get him right now. But, you know.
Dude, I haven't watched him.
I mean, he's still doing well, but, you know, that just, I don't know. I
feel he's like, not doing what his money's worth?
It's hard to tell with the small sample, but they're just, I don't know. He seems like a weird personality. And
he's a weirdo.
Yeah, it's a lot of money, $40 million a year. Come on. But other than that, the Cheaters are now 6-1. I hate to say it. And I watched the game against the Angels, and it's I just love hearing all the chit-chat, a little chatter. Like, when they went to the A's and played there, I'm pretty sure they were playing like Kerry Underwood before he cheats.
That's awesome. I'm so glad that fans are back in the building.
All these songs
about cheating.
I know, me too. I would honestly spend probably like max $250 on a Dodgers ticket for when they play in LA, and hopefully they have more seats, because I want to hear the absolute savagery that will be going down in that city. Because when they go there, and even worse is New York, because – I get it. Dodger fans are bad, but you really want to hear shit from New York?
Yeah.
Brutal.
The Angels were even giving it to them, and they had no part in it.
Trash cans on the field.
They were like, they're throwing trash cans. They're banging trash cans for like 30 minutes. It's incredible.
Yeah. Right. I think my two stats is Shane Bieber right now is 24 Ks in 12.1 innings. That's just absolutely absurd.
That's ridiculous.
He's averaging two strikeouts an inning.
Can we get someone like him?
You think. And then Mercedes from the White Sox. This is something that hasn't happened in a while. Mercedes?
Is that the rookie?
Yeah. He spent like over 300 games in the minors. He comes in against the Angels, of course, right? First series. First 8 at-bats, 8 hits. I think 2 of which were home runs.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he had a home run on his first at-bat.
Right now he's in the MLB with 15 hits. And he hit one today, 485 feet.
Home run? That was a stupid question. So stupid. God, I hate myself. Yes. That was so stupid.
It could have been a foul ball. So I don't blame you, but still.
That was the stupidest comment I ever made in my life. Wow. But yeah, that's pretty good. It's pretty good.
All right. Yeah, so that's MLB. Literally, it's just nonstop games. I've been trying to watch as much as I can. I need to be like MLB Network or something, you know?
Yeah, you need that pass, that game pass.
Yeah, I can't even get Angel games right here at my home. It sucks.
All right, Brendan, we're here.
Are we here?
It's Masters week.
And it kind of sucks because we didn't talk about it beforehand.
Yeah, I mean, that's just what's going to happen with Easter. It just lied on a bad week.
And we're not going to lie. We feel a little bad because we didn't do our little Masters event like we did last year where everyone got to pool in and get a chance to win money and the Yard Talk golf balls. But you know what? We're here, baby.
It's Masters week. And I mean, I'm stoked. I mean, obviously today already happened, but like I'm already there. I just can't wait to watch Saturday and Sunday. Just sit on my ass on the couch and watch all day.
Mm-hmm. A little bit different with Tiger, you know.
Yeah, I mean, Tiger's not on the property, so I'm kind of upset about that. But
he still can't stand. He's got 2 skin bags full of crushed bones you call legs.
Yeah, so there's that. Justin Rowe is just
– right now we got Justin Rose, 7 under, 4 strokes above anyone else, and he's just absolutely dominating the field. That's kind of a name I wouldn't be like, oh, you know what? I could see him leading the first day at Masters.
He was plus 5,000 to lead the first day.
Good Lord, man. I mean, he's killing it. I think the next – so there's only 12 people under par. Reed and Spieth are going big names. Jordan finished 1 under. Reed finished 2 under. And I think the next two are Matsuyama and Harmon, who's 3 under. And I like Harmon because –
that guy's a beast.
Do you know how big he is?
Dude, he's like 5'6".
This guy, he looks like he could be like one of the boys, you know? He's 5'7", but maybe like 150, 160. A little lefty action going on here. And he even said like, you know what, man? I'm one of like the only players here that can't even carry at 300. But that's not what golf's about. So it's basically a big F you to Bryson. And I like Harmon.
I like him too. Lefty too. He's lefty, right? Yeah.
A little lefty action. That's just the shit you like to see.
It is.
You see Bryson is plus 4. His supposed par 67.
Yeah. Bryson is – I hate him. I just can't – after the comment he made last year as this course is a par 67 for me, it's just – so basically he's plus 9.
Yeah.
In his world. So that's that. You suck, Bryson. I hate you.
I want to clear something up, though, because there's all this talk about – because some people don't like Brooks, and I could see that. But some people actually don't like Brooks but like Bryson, and I can't see that because that's just 2 different types. Bryson, to me, is like the self-righteous guy who just – he tries to suck his own cock. I mean, I think ultimately any guy would try to suck his own cock if he could, but he definitely would. He just – does not come off to me as like a guy that you like want to go hang out with the boys with, you know?
No, not at all. He's Brooks and Bryson are the complete opposite in my opinion.
Like Bryson today, like when he walks off with a par, it's like he looks visibly frustrated because he didn't walk off with like a birdie every time, you know?
Yeah, he's just stupid. I hate him so much in his stupid little hat, his fat body. His stupid grip. Long driver with the fat grips. I just hate him so much.
But then you got Brooks over here, which he's just he's like a jock.
He is a jock.
He's the ultimate alpha. You know, people said that he'd be out for like 9+ months. Some guy said that on Twitter. And Brooks commented like as a threat on it.
8 weeks, not 9 months.
Eight to what? 8 to 9 weeks?
4 to 8 weeks.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense. Because if so, that guy would have been way off.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking next year.
Yeah, because Brooks went, I think, what, 3 or 4 weeks? And then...
He said, I think it was like 8 to 12 or something like that. It was kind of steep.
He literally kept on his leg.
It was like 3 or 4 months, and it's like 3 weeks later.
Right. Yeah, I mean, don't compare him to Tiger when he won on like 2 stress fractures and a torn ACL.
But, I mean, I get Brooks is where his head's at, but like, dude...
I like it, but then again, from a logistical standpoint, it's like, hey, man, like.
I'd rather see you play in the next few months than just you risk it all right now for the Masters. Yeah. I don't understand why. I mean, I understand why, but I just don't get why he would, like, do that. Unless he knew he had a chance to win, which I personally don't think he has a massive chance. I want him to because that's sick, like Tiger did that one time, but I just don't know. It was a ballsy call, but.
For me, I think the risk of re-injuring yourself, because that's just – it's not like a one-time thing. Like, he has a bad knee. He's had multiple surgeries on it. So it's like, hey, man, like, how about just take it easy, you know?
Yeah, just don't play golf for this weekend. It's the Masters, but you have 20 more. Like,
I'm not like betas here because you know we're not betas, but we're just trying to be smart.
Yeah, that was just – I just don't get it. I get it, but I don't get it.
Yeah.
Jordan Spieth.
I knew you were going to talk about this. He's 1 under. We'll see how it goes.
Okay, hold on. Let's clear some things up here. He's 1 under with a triple bogey. So if this man didn't hit a ball 50 yards into the woods on the right – I think it was on the right. Yeah, right?
Yeah. And then he'd be – out and it hit a tree and actually went further back.
He'd be right there.
Yeah.
It's just unfortunate that one tee shot. It just happened for the worse. And
I didn't place any bets, but he surprised me. I'll say that. I thought he was
T8. Like T8 with a 1 under is like shocking to me.
If I were to be honest, Cooper, I thought I'd be +5 right now.
I mean, I didn't.
I think like if you win like a recent tournament and you're going into like a major, let alone the Masters. I don't know what the statistics are, but I feel like it just wouldn't be great.
The problem is, and I know we talk about Jordan Spieth all the time, but he's one of the biggest names in golf right now, just how well he's playing. He's just playing. Like, the last 6 tournaments, I'm pretty sure he's top 10 in every single one. So,
he's just hot golf right now.
He's playing hot. So, like, I don't see how you'd think, like, oh, he's just going to fucking shoot 10 over. He's going to be in it. He's going to be in the mix. He may make a cut. I don't know. The cut's probably going to be like +2 or +3.
His nerves though get to him. Like after he won, I thought maybe he'd be like, oh, I'm going to take it off, you know?
But I think his nerves are where he's like, oh, fuck, I'm Jordan Spieth again. He's not like, as you can tell, he has to clear up his Sundays, which has been his issue this year. Mm-hmm. And he just, if he does that, holy shit. And I mean, last weekend he shot 6 under on Sunday.
He said his big issue was, I think he was kind of playing like a pussy where he wasn't very competitive or he's just getting inside of his own head. But now he's trying to adopt like the personality of like, let's go out there and fucking win a tournament, you know?
Yeah. And I freaking love him and his caddy talking through every shot.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. I just love hearing that stuff.
At first I hated it because I'm like, Spieth, like, man, I can kind of see where the head problems come from.
Yeah, dude, it's like, this guy is a psychopath. He says everything out loud.
Yeah. But then again, like, some people don't do it all. I'm like, hey, at least I'm kind of getting some feedback and kind of learn some things from it, too.
Yeah, definitely. For us, like, average shit golfers, we can actually somewhat learn and be like, oh, you have 220, 250 to the green on a par 5? Yeah, let's just lay up a little bit and just take it easy. Instead of roasting a 3-wood and trying to get it there like we would do.
Like, why do we do that?
Because layups are for basketball. I've said it a million times. I hate laying up. I barely ever do it.
The pros lay up. It's course management. But we never do it.
See, Brendan, that's why they're pros and we are not.
It's so dumb. It's like It's like a thing where you tell me, now, hey, Brandon, would you lay up on this? Yeah. But when I get up to golf that morning, hey, Brandon, would you lay up? Yeah. When I get up to that shot, would you lay up? Fuck no. I'm putting this on. Give myself an eagle chance, baby. What happens? I top my 3-wood. I pull my 7-iron, go into the water, and I'm chipping on 3-putt quad bogey.
Exactly. It happens every time.
Mm-hmm. But it's
– it's Masters week, and I couldn't be more excited.
And the one thing I do want to say before we end this is Abraham Answer.
Oh, shit.
We can't show you the video.
Oh, shit.
Pull up the video now of Abraham Answer. He got a 2-stroke penalty today. I'm not sure which hole it was, but basically it was for – what was the correct verb for it? Digging out? Shallowing?
He improved his lie, quote-unquote, which is the rule. He was in a bunker. He had – if you look at it – and the only reason it got called is because the stupid fucking super zoom bullshit on the coverage – just like zoomed into like the milliscope of the freaking ball, and you see there's like a sunflower seed size, maybe even less of sand, and he just like didn't, because he can't see under his club. He just like moved it a tad and got a 2-stroke penalty.
Like you can't feel it when you touch it like that, you know.
It's and like he didn't know. He's like. And they said after his round, so like it wasn't even during. He's like, "Oh, I guess I just got a 2-stroke penalty, but sweet."
Like that's the dumbest shit, because you look at Patrick Reed when he did it. You're like, "Yeah, you know what? That's obvious. You cheater."
He scooped out a freaking. He took a shovel out of that thing.
Yeah,
this guy literally. It's literally 2 blades of sand. That's how much. Like it didn't do anything.
Yeah, I don't get that. Like I get the whole no practice in the bunker thing, but. Too like when we play as amateurs, like I'll put my sand in the club. I don't care. I guess we're not supposed to do that. Do you know
how I try not to, but I sometimes
do. Yeah. Do you know?
But it's also because in my head, I'm like, okay, this is where I need to hit on the ground. And I just like every time I hold my club above the ball, I'm like, I'm just gonna whiff because I need to get closer to the ball and like feel where I hit the ball. I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah, it's I've done it way – you've played with me a lot. So I've done it way too many times where I have my driver and I accidentally hit the ball on, like, the tee where it goes, like, it just falls off the tee. If I was on tour, I'd have at least 20 of those.
I remember there was a time when I was taking practice swings with my 60 degree and I just, like, hit the ball and I was like, sweet. That was cool. And just bladed it to the right.
I've done that plenty. We've all done that. And, like, what I was just saying about the tee, I think someone did that last year at the Masters.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That was funny.
Yeah.
That's, I remember that.
It sucks because, like, he did it, and then he, like, went to, like, he's about to go pick it up. He's like, wait a second.
Wait a second. That might be a stroke. I think they ended up not giving him a penalty.
Yeah, because you can tell it's not purposeful. Like,
yeah, I mean, I sometimes do it. Like, even, like, tapping the ball. Like, it just falls off the tee sometimes when you tap it. But, you know.
It's Masters week.
It's Baseball Masters week.
What else do we got?
Nah, I mean, that's it. Justin Rose is just running away with this tournament. I hope he doesn't because I actually want to see a good tournament here. Augusta's back in – not in the fall. Mm-hmm. So
I would give a good amount of money or I'd give up Joe's life for a playoff hole here or like a little playoff in the Masters.
I would love to see that.
I take back the part about Joe. That's kind of mean after I said that. But yeah,
he's been kind of rude to you lately, Brendan.
What's up?
He's been kind of rude. So, I mean, I accept that comment.
Thank you. I mean, listen, Cooper, if you're going to go play golf, are you going to go play 9 holes or 18 holes?
18.
If you're going to go and be like, you know what? I don't think you ever would. But if you're like, hey, I want to go run a marathon. Would you go run a half marathon or a marathon?
Fucking marathon.
Why would you do a half Ironman?
Half is for beta people. Joe is beta. Yeah.
Half is for people that lay up, even though it's technically the smart thing to do.
It's just beta. This is the only definition is just Joe is a beta for running a half Ironman. Or what? It's not all running, but it's running, biking, and swimming. It's just beta. Beta.
Beta. This is a community of alphas. Jordan Spieth's going to win it. Let's go, baby.
He's a freaking alpha.
He's a freaking alpha.
He's going to have to do some magic tomorrow, but he's an alpha.
He's going to do some magic this whole week. Justin Rose is going to choke it. It's good talking to you, boys, and we'll see you again on Sunday when Spieth wins it.
Later.
Later.